Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno, the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions. Scott, give us the website, please.
Oh, thesecurityadvocate.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find out all the things that Scott does. Okay, when we went to the break, you were about to give us another example of how to avoid ransomware. And then I want you to blend that into this concern you have about tax return theft.
Well, I was just mentioning a sort of a variation on that drive-by download attack called the watering hole attack, super sneaky one. This is where basically attackers are looking to get to a specific target, like a network, and instead of getting after the network itself, they infect a website that deals with a lot. A major oil and gas company was actually hit last year by hackers who infected not that company, but the takeout menu of a popular Chinese restaurant, which a lot of employees used. The employees went to it, they were infected through the takeout menu, and that got into the system that way.
Right.
Now, as far as
isn't that what happened to Target? Wasn't one of their vendors, HVAC vendors or something, isn't that what happened there?
Well, it was a similar indirect kind of attack where instead of hitting Target, basically internally that HVAC vendor had too much access within the system. So the attackers, instead of going straight through Target, went through the HVAC vendor.
Right.
Once they got in there, they had way too much access inside the Target system, and that's
right.
How they got in.
But it was still the same kind of indirect thing. Yeah.
A lot of your more clever attacks are. That's the unfortunate thing with hackers. They're, smart.
They're smart. Yeah, they're lazy but smart. All right, so what else?
So right now, I guess it's today's the 19th. Tomorrow is January 20th. That's the first day for tax filing. And there is a threat here, which for some reason you always tend to hear about in April, which people should know about right off the bat, and that's tax return fraud. Because normally what will happen is you run into, in effect, tax identity theft. And that's where a bad actor, hacker, criminal gang, whatever, files taxes in someone else's name electronically, and they get the refund check.
Mm-hmm.
So if this happens to you, someone has already filed taxes in your name and gotten the check. So when you go to file, the IRS says, wait, hold up, this has already been filed, we have to clear this up, and it can take months or
so. These guys go to a lot of trouble to file their tax return, don't they? I mean,
well,
you can't just submit your Social Security number. You got to file a tax return to get a refund.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They go to steal it, and all you really need is a name, the associated Social Security number, a date of birth, and some bank account information, addresses, and an internet connection.
Right.
And boom, they've got it going to them. It'll come to them in something like a payment card, and they'll get it. They'll immediately cash it, and poof, there it goes. It's gone, and
This has affected a lot of people in the last few years, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. There was a study from the Government Accounting Office from September of 2014, which noted in 2013, the IRS paid out $5.2 billion in fraudulent returns.
Wow. Just fraudulent. Wow.
Yeah. And, the IRS naturally is going to be squeezed. On one end, they've got budget cuts. On the other end, they've got Congress pressuring them to process refunds as fast as possible.
And they've got Obamacare as a new job for them to do. They're responsible for enforcing Obamacare.
It could be something more.
They're responsible for enforcing Obamacare. So that's a new thing they've got to do. So this is amazing. Obviously, the way to stop this is not lose your identity.
Well, yeah, I wish it was easy to control it ourselves, but that could be something as simple as all your information might be with your doctor's office, and they break into the doctor's office quietly,
right,
stuff in the background, and send it out. A lot of times what they'll do is they'll file for people who aren't planning to return, like the elderly or children or prisoners. So they get those numbers and names, they file, they make up the information, they get the refund, take it out, and leave. Now, what you can do in terms of protecting yourself, obviously it's good to file your taxes as early as possible. This is why I mentioned tomorrow is the first day. The sooner you do it, the harder it is for the bad guys to file it if you've already filed.
So you're saying first come, first serve, right?
It almost sounds like that, but yeah, that's a fair way of putting it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, keep an eye on your online tax accounts and keep checking to make sure nothing is screwed around with. Obviously, with any of your accounts, make sure that you're using unique names and passwords, because what can happen is they can steal it directly from you if they, say, break into your business account.
Right. You know, I went to a recent Doc in the Box. Oh, I say recent. A few years ago, I went to a Doc in the Box, and when they you signed in, they wanted you to put your Social Security number by your name.
Oh, boy.
I didn't do that. I refuse to do it. Don't do that, folks. Don't lay it out there for anybody can pick it up.
I hate it when they ask for extra information because the easiest way to keep information from getting stolen, don't have it.
That's exactly right. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thanks, always. Great to be here.
Scott Arnau, ladies and gentlemen. A-U-R-N-O-E-O-U. He'll be back another day. TheSecurityAdvocate.com. That's his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.